Welcome to Making a Difference, Dr. Yisrael Yaffa.
Thanks very much.
Well, thanks for having us here in your offices. I wanted to start by asking you, how did you first get involved in alternative medicine?
Well, I had been practicing regular conventional medicine as a family doctor in southern New Jersey for 12 years, planning on making Aliyah the whole time and working very hard. And finally, when we made Aliyah, at least 2 weeks before, what happened was 2 weeks before Aliyah, we sent all our belongings to Haifa, rented a place in the north, and found a place for the children to go to school. And during those 2 weeks of our big vacation, we noticed that our three-year-old child was diagnosed with a tumor in his abdomen called neuroblastoma, which altered our plans, and we decided to stay in the United States for a year to have him treated at Sloan Kettering Hospital. During that year, and Bli Ayin Hara, Baruch Hashem, he's now 15 years old and is past that, thank God. But during that 1 year that was very intensive and he almost died and had extreme amount of treatments that we were very thankful to God that we were there for, I noticed something very interesting. When the oncologist would leave the room, the Oriental patients that came all the way from the Orient to get treatment at this famous hospital would secretly give their children lots of herbs and potions. And I was on staff at three hospitals and very busy doctor, and I didn't know anything about what they were doing. So when I asked the oncologist if I could add their things to my son's treatment, he said, don't waste your time or money. It doesn't work. It's not proven. But somehow it didn't sit right with me. So I found a endocrinologist and a pharmacist that were preparing alternative treatments, and they taught me what I ought to be giving my son. And then, fascinating enough, I went back to my old practice because I had sold it to Jefferson Medical College, and instead of one doctor, that was me, they had two doctors doing my job. They were giving me time to, because I was expected to be in Israel that year, they gave me time to see patients at my leisure instead of the usual fast pace of 10 or 15 minutes per patient. I could sit for an hour with the patients. And I took my chronic patients and I changed their diet, gave them supplements. And an amazing thing happened. After a decade of my giving them medicines for their chronic problems like arthritis and depression and blood pressure and diabetes and cholesterol, they were all able to get off of all of their medicines and all of their medical problems got better. So that showed me a pretty strong example of the power of alternative medicine. I then came to Israel the day that my son finished his treatment and began practicing in Israel, but had already seen the good life where you can help people get better and not just control their symptoms. And at that time, I decided to do that here in Israel. So I have my medical license. I prescribe medicines, but mostly I work with people with their diet and with their supplements and their lifestyle. And I realize that in Israel, there's a approach which is very famous in the United States that's not being practiced here. So for the last 10 years that I've been, of my 11 years here in Israel, I've been practicing with what we call bioidentical hormones. These are hormones that are made from Mexican wild yams or soybeans. They are then altered in the laboratory in order to be exactly identical to our body's hormones. So what we do is we test the person for their level of hormones, which are usually the basics, of the weakness or the medical problem. And then I prescribe at special pharmacies that are called compounding pharmacies that know how to make these bioidentical hormone combinations. And we see wonderful things. It just makes sense that when a person comes back to their normal levels of hormones and are in balance, how many things get better. It's for women that are having PMS and infertility and menopausal issues. there, which shows up as many different things, as weight gain or arthritis or trouble sleeping, not just hot flashes and night sweats or poor libido. It's for men that are gaining weight or have heart problems. It's very fascinating that testosterone, one of the hormones that I prescribe, has most receptors in the heart. And I have a patient who was told that he needed a heart transplant. And he's walking around today on minimal amount of medicine because of these hormones and lifestyle changes that he's made and supplements that he's taking. So there are some really great results in all of those fields that help a person get back to their health.
So first of all, before we go in more into depth in terms of the bioidentical hormone therapy, why would you think it's the case that science or the medical community doesn't accept this by and large? What's the opposition to it?
I think it's what doctors are taught, and you have to look to see who's teaching them. I'd like to give an example that I think is fascinating. In the beginning of treating diabetes, people that needed insulin were given insulin that came from another source, usually from a pig. So the pig insulin wasn't identical to our body's insulin, but it was pretty close, and it helped people get better. There were side effects that some people had to put up with, and it was given, and everybody was happy, until medical science figured out how to make insulin identical to human insulin. How many people in the world do you think are taking insulin that comes from a pig nowadays? Hardly anybody, if anybody at all. Now, about 40 or 45 years ago, there were... About 40, 45 years ago, there was the ability that we learned how to make hormones exactly out of an extract that came from Mexican wild yams and soy, and in the laboratory conform it to be the exact copy of our hormones. Why isn't the whole world taking these hormones, is your question? And the answer is you can't put a patent on it. Drug companies don't see that they could make as much money from it as they could from making a new molecule that the body has never seen that will fit into the same receptors and make the people feel better. And many times their medicines, their hormones do make the people feel better, but we all know the results of the Women's Health Initiative done a number of years ago that showed the world that these hormones, something that we knew already, that these hormones were dangerous and can cause all kinds of medical illnesses. And many studies afterwards came to confirm that. So when people hear that they need some hormones to get back their energy, to get away fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome, by the way, the thyroid is so connected. It's a hormone. The female and male hormones work together with the adrenal hormones and the thyroid hormones. Everything is working together. And when the doctor would just prescribe male or female hormones and don't take into consideration the thyroid or the adrenal, it is not doing the best service for the person. So this approach looks at all the hormones, finds out what's wrong, because the hormonal system is the weakest of all of the systems of the body. That means it's the easiest to throw off. So stresses, whether they're from too much caffeine or smoking or staying up late at night or worrying, could, lots of starches, lack of exercise, these things, of course, stress the body. And the first system to get out of balance is the hormonal system. And it then will express itself in many different ways in the body. So the whole world isn't doing it because it's not taught to doctors. We learn about natural, normal physiology in medical school, and then we put that book aside and we learn all about diseases and what medicine helps this disease. But we don't get lots of training in helping a person get over imbalances in what I consider a very healthy way.
Would you say that today, because of increased stress, that there's more of this problem today, or it's always been this way?
I don't know what it's been always, but I can tell you what I see today are lots and lots of results of stresses. And we know that because not only are the hormones out of balance because there's so many hormones in the food that we're eating, and the dairy and the meat and the chicken are all injected and they're sprayed on the fruits and vegetables, we can deal with that and we can help that get back to normal if a person has built up too many of those hormones. But I would say a great majority of the people that come to see me, in addition to having those hormonal imbalances, will also be having signs of adrenal exhaustion and tiredness, which comes from those types of stresses. I mean, if you look at the society today, the children are growing up on sweet cereals and hormone impregnated dairy products, and then they're having lots of starches and sugars in between the day, and then at night when they come home, they're used to that kind of stuff for snacks. So there's lots of ADD and all kinds of stuff that are coming from it, and it certainly is bothering their health. I remember a study that was done on Vietnam cadavers, American soldiers that were killed, and they found in these guys already tremendous signs, you know, 18, 20 years old, not even what I would consider in the prime of their life, even, you know, before they peaked in their total health. And of course, they're extremely fit. They found tremendous amount of atherosclerosis in these guys. And that's the normal growing up pattern from people that have grown up in our generation and have not been on the organic whole foods raw diet all of their life. So that's most of us.
Mm-hmm. I hear. So there's a lot of business out there for people like Dr. Yaffa. If you just joined us, you're tuned to Israel National Radio. We're sitting here on Making a Difference, talking to Dr. Yisrael Yaffa, who came on Aliyah, I guess it was 1997. It's always of interest to many of our listeners who are listening worldwide. Maybe you can tell us briefly, what was it that prompted you and your wife and your family to make Aliyah?
For us, our deal was, it seemed like a natural thing. I had come to visit Israel as a camper when I was an impressionable 16-year-old and called home from the trip. I remember I was at Kibbutz Lavi and called from a payphone, and I woke my parents up and told them I wasn't coming home. And they said, why don't you come home and we'll talk about it? And my wife had a similar experience. So when we were dating, one of our first questions that we had for ourselves was, what was our idea about moving to Israel? And we were happy that we both agreed. And actually, when I got into medical school, I made sure that my medical license would be accepted here in Israel, because it was really on my mind the whole time, even though I hadn't come back to Israel since my second and final trip to Israel, which I did after I finished Yeshiva University to help out in a program they had called Techia, working in a town that needed some help. I hadn't been in Israel for 17 years, but I felt like I never left. Mm-hmm. And when we bought our house in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, we didn't fix it up in any way. We didn't have fancy cars because we were putting our money aside for what we really wanted.
You had your goal, you had your dream, and right. Then you made your dream a reality, but you came here not as newlyweds. You came with a...
Right.
Baruch Hashem, with a large-sized family.
Yeah, we wanted to have a little bit of a nest egg to be able to live here, at least to get by with. I don't think there's a problem living here at all, but we thought that we needed a certain amount of money, so I worked for a certain number of years until we felt comfortable that we could make it. Mm-hmm. And thank God, nobody in Israel is hungry, and nobody in Israel is out on the streets. So
they say if you want to make a small fortune in Israel, you have to come here with a big fortune.
I don't know that you need a big fortune, but you just have to have a big desire, because mm-hmm. every step is so fulfilling and wonderful that even if it's not perfect, and it's certainly far from perfect in America, at least here it's kadosh, you can put up. And there's a different thought process about money here. Here, it's like we see the rains, and you can see school kids going home on a bus excited and saying Tehillim because the first rains are coming. Mm-hmm. Well, the parents say the same thing as they see their bank account able to take care of what their needs are, even though they may not have this, you know, tremendous amount socked away for a rainy day. And I'm not saying that that's impossible to do, but the emphasis is not really put on that as much as probably it was, at least in my way of thinking in the United States.
And Baruch Hashem, your children, they're all at school and happy, and they live here, they're Israelis.
We have Blian Har 11 children, and two of our older ones came over when they were a little bit older, and they wanted to go back to the United States. So we have two boys, one's working and they both are working, and one's going into law school. And we have a daughter here who married a guy from Ramat Gan and lives at the Technion now as he finishes his service, and we were blessed with our first grandson. And all the other children are, one's learning in yeshiva, getting ready to go into the army, and all the other ones are in the Beit Shemesh area going to school, and we have one Sherut Lumi daughter. So we feel like we're putting in our roots, and excited that they are so comfortable and in love with the country as we are.
Baruch Hashem, it's not just the roots. We see that the fruits, the trees are bearing fruit.
Yeah,
B'liyayin Hara, very nice. All right, so now let's go back to, so you came here on Aliyah, and you got more involved with all of the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Tell us a little bit more now specifically of how your practice works and how people could take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, a key thing to understanding how a person's, what their hormone profile is to understand accurately what their hormone levels are. And that's a whole nother parsha, because if you do a blood test for cholesterol, sugar, liver test, it's all very accurate. I have no problems with it. But what people or doctors don't totally follow through with their understanding is that when you're talking about hormones in the blood, there's two forms of hormones. There's the active hormone that's doing all the work, and then there's the hormones that are enveloped in a protein envelope, which is a big bulky thing. And it's that way because we have the need for hormones so quickly. In a thousandth of a second, there's no time for the brain to give a message to the thyroid, to give a message to the ovaries or the testes to make more hormones, or to the pancreas or the adrenals. So it has to be already made and going in the flow of the blood. And all you have to do is open up the envelope, and you can do that in a thousandth of a second, but you can't make it in a thousandth of a second. So when you check a blood test, you're getting a mixture of active and inactive hormones, which doesn't give you the true picture of the hormone level. Many people go to the doctor and they say, I really feel poorly, but their hormone tests show that they feel fine. And so they're sent out with a pain pill or with an appointment with the psychiatrist or arthritis doctor, something like that. But there's been a way since 1987 that medical research has proven to be very accurate at determining the hormone levels, and that is through a saliva test. Because the salivary glands filter out the big, heavy, protein-bound, inactive hormones, they can't get into the saliva. The saliva is not red and blood and gooey like our blood is because of those salivary glands. And so when we check hormones from the saliva, we're able to find out just the active hormones. And that's just wonderful. It's a window into the body. It's tissue levels, what we have in the tissues, because it's the saliva that has just crossed the tissue of the mouth. So it's similar to what the women have in the breast, or the men, or everybody has in their thighs. And so we can make an intelligent decision about what their hormone status is according to their saliva test. So they call our office and make an appointment. We get their history, do the saliva test, and then have them come in for follow-up and give them their protocol, their treatment, which is individualized.
Okay, let's stop here for a minute. We're going to need to take a break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more specifically about what are the kinds of things that people could be looking forward to in terms of bettering their health and their situation. So we'll be back more with our discussion with Dr. Yaffa right after this.
You're listening to Making a Difference with Yitzhak Kuttner, heard worldwide on Israel National Radio. We're coming up to the break time now. We're going to have some news and commercials. We're going to take a stop, a break. But please stay tuned and stick around. Lots more to come. We're going to have more interviews and stories of interest for you here on Making a Difference. I'd like to offer, if you'd like to make a suggestion about a story that you have in your mind that you think would be good for us to do as an upcoming program, I'd appreciate hearing from you. So send me an email to Yitzchak@IsraelNationalRadio.com. That's YITZCHAK@IsraelNationalRadio.com.
Many mikvahs in Israel are worn down and in need of repair. Mikvah Mayim Chaim specializes in the construction of well-designed, modern mikvot. Mikvah Mayim Chaim ask you to become partners in this holy endeavor to provide mikvahs, ritual baths, for men and women throughout Israel of all walks of life. To help, please visit hamikveh.co.il. Again, that is hamikveh.co.il.
We've got a way to help Israelis while saving money for your business. Consider Chosen Staffing, Israel's entry into the field of virtual staffing. Some of the assignments our team can handle include setting appointments, bookkeeping, and internet research. All of this is done at a fraction of the cost you can hire someone for elsewhere. Your clients will never know that your virtual support team is here in the Holy Land. Please call us at 914-613-3436. Again, 914-613-3436. Chosen Staffing.
Broadcasting from the center of the universe, you're tuned to Israel National Radio and Making a Difference.
Okay, we're back here with our discussions with Dr. Yisrael Yaffa. It's very nice for you to take the time to continue to be here with us in the second hour. We left off with saliva. We left off with the test. And we wanted to hear some examples that you could perhaps share with us from your experience over the years of how this would play out so our listeners can understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can tell you about the majority of the people that come to see me. They usually wake up that they have some hormonal imbalance when they're reaching 5 years or even earlier before they're they reach menopause. We call it perimenopause. It's the time when their fertility, women's fertility, is starting to go down, and they see irregularities in their period. They notice that they can't sleep well at night. They have some sweating sometimes. Their weight is going up despite being on a good diet and exercising, and they know something is wrong. They usually come to see me because they're afraid to go on regular hormones. They've tried some herbal remedies from the health food shop, and they haven't seen the results that that they would like. So they come to see me, and frequently what we find is it's interesting that after a lady ovulates, she makes a special hormone called progesterone. And now that she's reaching the time where her fertility is going down, she either doesn't ovulate at all, or when she ovulates, it's not with the great strength that it was in her earlier years. So she becomes out of balance, having more estrogen and not enough progesterone. So ladies come in, and we do the saliva test, and everybody has a different profile. That's why we can't just guess by what they're saying. Sometimes the female hormones are perfectly in balance. It's just some other hormones that are out of balance. So they come in and they do the test, and it works very nicely. People can then take their prescriptions and restore their health. You remember those days when you didn't even know about hormones? You didn't even think about them because everything worked so smoothly. The joints were smooth without aches and pains, and you woke up with energy, and you weren't tied to having caffeine through the day in order to get you through. And people get back to that. There's a certain glow that the skin has when they get back their proper hormones. And It's not, I don't use it in the form of anti-aging therapy. That, I think, is used a little bit higher doses to put a person back at the levels that they used to be. I'm very happy if they go back to the levels that they're supposed to be for their age. Mm-hmm. The problem is that when they come in, they are so out of balance and the levels are so low that they look like their hormones would be appropriate for somebody who's two decades older than them.
Really?
So you can help them with these bioidentical hormones along with, it's a partnership. If they're not willing to join in with watching their diet and sleep and exercise and positive thoughts, then it'll be successful, but not nearly as quick or as fully successful.
How is Israel in this whole area? Do you find that in Israel people are more open to this idea than in the States?
I think Israel is very interesting that they seem to be very open to alternative medicine. There's reflexology, and there's iridology, and there's acupuncture, and there's all kinds of great things. And I think that Hashem gave us all these different approaches. If somebody's a real master of it, it could be very helpful for a person. And I actually like when people are using other modalities together with what I'm doing. That's a sign that they are proactive with their health. But when it comes to bioidentical hormones, it really is new territory. I seem to be one of the only ones. There may be one or two or three others, but for 10 years I've been screaming about this. I've been going to health fairs, doing all kinds of, in people's homes they invite me with 10 or 20 ladies or couples. By the way, this is for men also. Men have lower amounts of hormones as they get older and think that it's natural to wake up to go to the bathroom once they hit the age 50 because all their friends are doing it, and then it upsets their sleep. They don't realize it. Even if they have the bracha to be able to fall back asleep, they haven't been in REM sleep, so they haven't repaired all their body's stresses, and they just, you know, take another cup of coffee during the day or something to eat, and they're okay. But it's not normal, and we're seeing more and more prostate enlargements and cancers and all kinds of medical problems that come from being worn down because people don't sleep through the night. But anyway, in Israel, I thank God I haven't come up, and I hope I never come up against some real. And besides people saying something in the media or on the internet that what I'm doing is false and is a big mistake, and people shouldn't waste their time with it. If they only knew that in the United States there's a laboratory that has 20,000 doctors that does a million saliva tests a year, and there's competition. I'm just talking about one lab. Mm-hmm. And all this stuff in the United States is approved by Medicare and Blue Cross and paid back by non-HMO insurances, and it's a big field. Okay, even when you put it together with everybody else, it's still a minority. And for the same question that you said, why isn't it accepted by so many? Because doctors are taught by the drug salesmen that come and knock on our doors to tell us about their drug. Nobody's telling us about progesterone or estradiol or testosterone or DHEA or things like that. So we're only hearing about the things that they are selling, and nobody's selling this stuff. But there are international associations of compounding pharmacists. There's the ACAM, American College for Advancement of Medicine, with 1,000 doctors that all are doing this stuff. So Israel, hopefully, thank God it's accepted by the Misrad HaBriyut.
The health ministry.
Yes, and I'm actually looking right now to train other doctors to put into different, to work in different areas, because it's about time that Israel. When I came to Israel, there weren't any compounding pharmacies that could fulfill any bioidentical hormones. Now, thank God, we have 12 of them throughout the whole country filling my prescriptions. So I think the time is now for us to start spreading out. People are scared of taking regular hormones. They're very tired of falling through the cracks, realizing that their weight's going up and they don't deserve it. Mm-hmm. And there's different ways of interpreting the thyroid test. You put it all together and you can really help a lot of people.
And in Israel, it's starting to grow nicely.
I guess it would help, too, if the saliva test could be done here rather than having to send it to the States.
It's not that big of a deal, actually. The people send it. We give them the mailer. By the day from the day they send it, we get the results in 10 days, 7 business days. And so the internet and fast service really makes it as if they would send it to the laboratory. It would take them a week here, so we would save 2 or 3 days. Mm-hmm. The prices that we get here in Israel are comparable to the ones in the United States. To start a laboratory to do this at the expertise that we're getting this one, it's which expensive. Has, it's $1 million. They have on staff 5 MDs just in the laboratory. It's a big production.
Okay, you mentioned when you were, Baruch Hashem, your child that was ill then before you were making Aliyah, that you had seen, that's where you got introduced to alternative medicines and things like that. But it came from the East. What does our sources talk about? What does Jewish tradition have in terms of alternative medicines, things like that? Do we speak about it?
I'm not the rabbinic expert, but I think that we have the obligation to take care of ourselves. And if we would investigate a little bit about taking care of ourselves, it doesn't always, I'm not saying there's no place for it. I think there's a tremendous big place for conventional medicine. I think that, but our health and our responsibility for our health is ours. And if we think about it, we choose what we eat, when we're going to eat, the amount that we're going to eat, how we're going to exercise, what time we're going to go to sleep, and having positive thoughts time for relaxation, I think everybody realizes it's a Torah mandate to take care of ourselves so that we can make it to the 120 in good health and not be dependent on everybody in the system for all these illnesses. And of course, enjoy yourself. Nobody can get close to Hashem if they're not feeling well, if they're not healthy. So this stuff is so basic that Judaism and everybody who talks about health in Judaism, from the Rambam to everybody, is talking about this type of treatment. It's a type of naturopathic, holistic treatment that, by the way, doesn't seem to get better quick enough or better to bridge the gap just by changing your diet and going to sleep. Mm-hmm. A person needs temporarily to get back into balance to make it all work again.
Mm. To have replacement.
Right.
What's not there now. All right, we want to get to, before we conclude, to your work in Tel Aviv and how people can contact you. But I just had one other question that relates to you as a doctor. Perhaps you've thought about this. I don't know, something that I've often wondered about. When you study the human body and you see the intricacies of it, down to every hormone and every cell, how could it be that somebody could not believe that the world has a designer and a creator to it? I've always been marveled. I would think that anybody who was in the science and in the health professions and see the complexity of the human body, how could it be? I think it's a marvel that someone could even still be able to have free choice to not see the brilliance of the world and that Hashem in the picture.
You're right. It's unbelievable. Totally unbelievable. I don't really have a lot to say about it because I live in awe of it all the time. Mm-hmm. And the beauty of my job is, when I work with the regular public, they only see the big pieces. Like if I'm driving a car, I see the dials on the dashboard. I don't see how it's all working underneath the hood. Mm-hmm. And actually, it's not my field, and I'm a little bit scared of it, so I don't think about how it's working under the hood. And if something goes wrong under the hood, I take it to the guy who's doing it. But as the physician, it's if you're an ophthalmologist and you can look in somebody's eye and see pulsating through the smallest blood vessel in the body, you can see a cell of blood. The ophthalmologist can tell if the person has a cholesterol problem because he can see narrowing of the blood vessels in the back of the eye. Mm-hmm. That has got to be a tremendous feeling for that person to see a blood cell going through. Or for a cardiologist who's hearing a heart constantly beat, like for what schus is that heart continuing to beat after we just beat it up for all these years doing all these stimulants and lack of sleep and things like that. For me, it's unbelievable that we have this window of the body into the body by looking at the saliva. You would have to get tissue levels of active hormones by sticking a needle in somebody's muscle and then taking it out with a biopsy and looking at it, how many hormones you have there. Mm-hmm. And instead, we have the saliva that's readily made. You put into a little tube and you get the same exact amounts that are actually doing the effective work. It's really exactly as you say. It just brings you back to the sensitivity of where we are and who we are and why we are.
Beautiful. All right, so maybe just tell our listeners, for those who would be interested to find out more and to perhaps contact you, what should they do?
People could go to the website, dryafa.net.
So a very beautiful story from Cherry Hill to the cherished land. We're glad that you're here. You should have only continued success.
Thanks very much.